Le Pen denies wrongdoing as political death sentence appeal starts in Paris. By Kurt Zindelka on January 16, 2026. Fighting for her political life, National Rally leader Marine Le Pen appeared before a Paris court this week as she appeals an embezzlement case, which has seen her barred from standing in any election for 5 years. At the Court of Appeals on Tuesday, Madame Le Pen began her appeal against last year's conviction, in which she and other members of the then National Front Party were convicted of allegedly using EU party funds to finance RN operations in France. Not only was Le Pen convicted over the alleged embezzlement, but was also given a sentence of 5 years of political ineligibility, which came into effect immediately, even during the appeal process, despite defendants usually regaining the presumption of innocence in France during such challenges. Crucially, the 5-year ban would prohibit Le Pen from running in the presidential election to replace Emmanuel Macron and likely ending her chances at achieving her long-time goal of winning the Élysée Palace. While the National Rally leader took a combative position during her initial trial last year, claiming that it was blatant lawfare tactics by the establishment to keep her from taking power, she struck a more conciliatory tone this week in Paris. "I have no feeling that I have committed a crime," she told the court, according to Le Figaro. Le Pen also questioned why the European Parliament failed to play its role in raising the alarm about any potential wrongdoings. She argued that none of her colleagues would want to risk being on the end of political justice, and therefore if any breaches were made, it would have been by mistake rather than malice. "It is an open secret in Brussels that politicians and their parties have long used EU funds, intended to pay for EU parliamentary staff, to subsidize political activities in their home countries, despite the domestic and international political operations supposedly being separate under EU law and the funds not being legally fungible." Indeed, a report from the Follow the Money website in 2023 found that between 2019 and 2022, 1 in 5 members of European Parliament, MEPs, had broken the same rules Le Pen and her fellow party members were accused of breaking. Yet just 1 out of 139 had even faced an investigation over the matter. Critics say the funding issue is basically ignored unless the politicians threaten the European Union itself, when suddenly investigations begin. However, it is unclear if the French appeals court will consider such disparities in its ruling. While the hearings will take place this week, a final judgment is not expected to be handed down by the court until sometime in the summer, which would theoretically provide Le Pen with enough time to mount a campaign for the 2027 presidential race. Yet, should her appeal fail, it would have major implications for the presidential race and the course of French history. Indeed, if she is prohibited from standing, it would mark the first time since 1981 since neither she nor her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, were not on the ballot in a presidential election. The 3-time presidential candidate has said that if banned, she will throw her weight behind her 30-year-old deputy, Jordan Bardella, who would become the youngest president in French history if elected. Currently, either Le Pen or Bardella are projected to win over the likely challengers from the liberal center and far left. A poll published on Sunday by the Varian Institute for Le Monde suggested that the National Rally, which has long been demonized as the far right of French politics, despite having broadly left-wing views on economics and state intervention, is increasingly being seen as within the mainstream by the public. According to the survey, 42% of respondents said that they share some of the ideas of the National Rally, an increase of 13 points over just 2 years ago. Meanwhile, despite the boogeyman characterizations, 44% said that they did not believe that the party represented a danger if elected, compared to 47% who did think it was a danger in 2022. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.